We continue to drive aggressively our data center consolidation initiative, making good progress. We plan on shuttering 10 more facilities this calendar year, so we're on track for what we put in our report regarding the federal data center consolidation initiative, and really making some good progress. We had some recent successes. The U.S. visits systems are now in the DHS enterprise data centers. We've moved more than 75 systems from ICE, from legacy centers, into the enterprise data centers. So some really big successes this past year, and we're going to continue to build on that. Along those lines, very aggressive in rolling out our cloud strategy, both our private cloud strategy that's hosted out of these enterprise data centers, as well as moving into the public cloud. And we believe that we're going to continue to aggressively go that way. We see real economies, real benefits. So to me, this year, though, we've got these 12 services either underway, some of them are in production, and others are in pilot, and some have just been awarded. So to me, this year is about execution of those services. We've got to execute well. We've got to deliver on these capabilities and really show that these are enterprise capabilities to be leveraged across the board by all the components. And so to me, that's the challenge on the cloud side this year for DHS. A few other priorities I'd want to mention is back to that issue. We talked about HRIT, the HR portfolio analysis, the segment architecture. I'm pushing really hard, Jason, to replicate that model, both on the back office side, like I mentioned, procurement and working on the administrative facility side, but also on some of these other mission areas. We just have areas where we could get a lot more leverage, both from eliminating duplication, but also bringing together some of these components in some mission-critical areas. Domain awareness around COP, I mentioned, right? We're looking hard, again, at some of the vetting and screening areas. Where can we get better leverage across the components? These are really important areas that we need to, I mean, as you know, the budgets are getting tighter. There's less, if you will, overall capital expenditure that we can put into these kinds of programs. So when we do decide to do something, we want to maximize its capability as an enterprise capability. And that's really the push this year that I feel is really important to put DHS in a better position to leverage IT going forward and frankly, a flattening or even declining budget environment.
You mentioned 12 services are underway to the cloud. Can you give me, you may not be able to name all 12 off the top of your head, but give me a sense of some of the big ones.
Classic would be our infrastructure as a service within our private cloud. So this is the provisioning of a virtual server capability for production use. Tightly aligned with that is our development and test as a service capability. So you can bring in applications, or if you need to develop them, you can do that on a virtual instance in a development and test environment and then roll it over into a production environment. And we'll be able to now provision these virtual servers in a matter of a couple weeks versus a more traditional method of having to go out and buy new servers, right, which takes months and setting them up and putting the software on. So that's a very, very big push in order to deliver capabilities much faster than we've been able to in the past. We're beginning the pilot for email as a service. Our plan is to roll that out to about 100,000 desktops this calendar year. Ourselves, FEMA, and CBP are going to go first, ourselves being headquarters. That's another cloud-based service out of our private cloud. We've already stood up SharePoint as a service. We have approximately 40,000 users on SharePoint as a service, and we're working to migrate CBP right now. Another example, one that's coming to the fore, is something we're calling Workplace as a Service, and this is the bundling of a virtual desktop capability. So you no longer have your regular desktop computer, but you're actually being served off of a server in our private cloud. But also tying that into mobile solutions is, if you will, a one-stop. We pay one monthly fee for myself. It might include my virtual desktop here, and my smartphone, perhaps a tablet, all under one security architecture, all able to access my data back in our private cloud. We're pretty excited about that as a potential game changer. We see significant cost savings coming from that, as well as improved security.
Now, the other thing that popped up that I think that's going to probably become a priority, if it's not already, is I know that in the 2012 appropriations bill, there's a congressman who put in a provision asking you for a software inventory. Can you talk a little bit about how that process is going to work?
Well, it was interesting because I heard about that by listening to the program there on Fed News Radio, and it was, and I was like, oh, and my name popped up, and I was like, well, this is interesting. So we can always improve. I mean, we're a large organization. We use a lot of different software products, right? So the idea of us continuing to improve our management of our licenses and making sure we're only buying what we need to, I completely endorse. I would point out that we are doing a lot of that right now. We're particularly going after, obviously, our biggest spend. So, you know, as an example, we have done enterprise license agreements with some of the larger software providers, including Microsoft and Oracle and Adobe. So it's not like we're not aggressively going after this because it is such a large spend. But I would also say there are certainly areas we can continue to improve upon. But it's a bit of a trade-off, right? I mean, we can't go after every single vendor and do it in a cost-effective way. We're going to go after those where we see the biggest potential for savings. An exciting thing for us, and we're really talking in the industry about this, as we move more to a cloud-based model, of course, that changes the game quite significantly, right? So we're trying to move to a model where we buy what we use on a consumption-based model all in, so we're not having to worry about getting licenses from a number of different software providers. If we can buy it as a service in a holistic model, we're paying one monthly price. We really want to move to that model. We think it's a better thing for government, and we think ultimately it's a better thing for industry, although it's going to be a painful transition as we both learn how to work through this new model.